Oh, good morning, and good morning to the people of God. What a joy, what a privilege it is again for us to come together to thank God, to praise Him for all He is and what He has done in our lives. This morning, saints of the Lord God Almighty have made it very clear that we have to invest our trust in the right resources. We have to invest our trust in the right resources. We trust things. We trust people, we trust circumstances, we trust chances, we trust luck. But the Lord is saying on this day, I want you to trust me. The Lord wants us to trust Him. We go through what we go through because a lot of times we don't trust the God of our salvation. We trust the doctor when he gives us a report. We go into what we call a sad moment, or we go into depression because the doctor had said something that kind of bothered us and caused us to not believe and believe that maybe our days are numbered. We trust people because they tell us things and we tend to believe that what they're telling us is truth and that they have our best interests at heart. We even trust church people, pastors, and things. But listen to me carefully. The Lord didn't say not to hear, not to heed the words of people. But what the Lord is saying to us on this day is this: I want you to trust me. I want you to trust me in the most intimate moments of your life, in the moments of your hurt, in the moments of your shame, in the moments of your guilt, in the moments of your brokenness. The Lord is looking for the people of God to trust Him. Listen to me. He made you. He knows all about you. You have to stop believing that you have the answers, that you can work it out, that you can figure it out. I never will forget when I first started pastoring, I used to stay up late all night worrying about how this is going to work out and how that is going to work out. But as the Lord put me on this journey of trusting Him, I began to say to the Lord, whatever it is, if I have to suffer a moment, I'm willing to do it because I trust you. Saints of God, you have to start trusting God in all that you do, in all that you are, because nothing in life will be able to take you out. The Lord has prepared you, fashioned you, and strengthened you to be able to endure the hardships of life so that you can always give Him glory. You will come out of where you are. You will be stronger. You will be wiser. You will be better. The people around you will be scratching their heads, wondering, how did this happen? How did she get favor in this area? How did he make it out? There was a woman who came to the office last week. I think I shared this already. And she shared how she had a heart attack. She had a stroke. She had like six or seven different things happen to her within a 2-year span. But yet she was still moving. And when you look at her, you would think she's not telling the truth because she looks fine. She looks normal, but she started complaining that everybody is dependent upon me and I'm the one who's the most sickly. I had to correct her and tell her, God brought you through everything He brought you through so that you would be the one to testify of His goodness, of His kindness, and of His tender mercies. To every person who's listening to me today, I want you to know God has brought you from a mighty long ways. There are those who went through what you went through and they did not survive. There are those who had diagnoses that you've had diagnoses on. They didn't survive. You survived. And because you survived, you have to tell of His goodness. You cannot sit with a complaining spirit. The complaining spirit only says to Satan, I've won. Satan wants glory. The way we give him glory is through our complaints. Our complaints is how Satan get edified, how he's glorified. God has been too good to us. God has been too kind to us. God has been too merciful to us for us to allow Satan to get any glory. All glory is to be given to God. If it's something you love, give God glory. If it's something that you hate, give God glory. Because nothing can come at you unless God permits it. And if God permits it, He's too kind to be cruel to you. He's too wise to make any mistakes. So since God is too kind to be cruel, why don't you give Him glory for whatever state you're in? Paul put it this way, whatever state I'm in, I've learned to be content. Why? Because the Lord is the one who releases and permits things to happen. And He is the God who will never harm us. Listen to what He says. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Why is it that we have so much issue with believing God is still with us when we're going through a storm? When things pop out in our lives, we feel like we are all alone. Why is it when He made a promise and He's not a man that He could lie, nor the son of man that He needs to repent? Why is it that we believe that God has alienated us, that God has left us because we're experiencing some hard moments in our lives? It is in the hard moments that He's keen into us. And He's watching us, and He's listening to us. He's just waiting for you to release the praise. He's waiting, my sister, for you to release the praise. I'm not telling you not to go to work. I'm not telling you not to do your due diligence. But what I'm telling you is, God inhabits the praises of His people. God wants you to know that you trust the giver more than the gifts. The only time you give God glory is when something great happens to you, then that means you're a lover of the gifts only and not a lover of the giver. I appreciate the Lord when I'm happy. I appreciate the Lord when I'm sad. I appreciate the Lord when I have and when I do not have. This morning, the call of God is for you to trust Him, for you to release your praise, for you to say, I will redirect my trust. My trust will not be in horses or chariots. My trust will not be in people or prophets, but my trust will be in the Lord. And listen, the reason why the Lord put that in my spirit, I believe, is because we're often going through so much in our lives, and our attention is different where places. We have our attention over here, we have our attention over there, we're trying to solve this, and then depression and stress overwhelms us. God is saying, relate and release. Relate to me, the Lord Jesus Christ. And release all your cares to me. I'll take care of them. I will work them out. As a matter of fact, I'll walk you out of your storm if you release and trust me. The Lord will make you bigger and badder, tougher. You will not be defeated because He's with you. He's ready to solve all of your issues. You have to give it to Jesus. You have to let Him work it out. And you have to let it go. You're holding on to stuff. You don't need to hold on to it. You weren't built to carry it. That's why He's still here with us. You weren't built to let that stuff resonate in your spirit. Don't let anybody take control of your life. Did you hear what I said? I don't care how much money they have. Don't let anybody take control of your life. I don't care how much influence they have. Don't allow anybody to take control of your life. I don't care what they have contributed to your life. You owe no man anything but to love him. You owe no man anything but to love him. Your job, your obligation is to put your trust in the Lord, because it is the Lord who sustains you, who keeps you, and who brings you out of things that you find yourself jammed in. This morning, I come to your ears from the voice of God. God is saying, trust me. You at a pivotal moment. Trust me. You don't know which way it's going to go. Trust me. That's what your word is at the top of this hour today. You have to trust the Lord. You got on the prayer call with concerns and worries. God is saying, trust me. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to fix it. He knows how to turn it. He knows how to make it right. He knows how to soften hearts. He knows how to get you into things that will bless your whole life. He knows how to turn things into your favor. You just got to trust him. You're stuck because you're not trusting. You're worried because you're not trusting. You're out of sync because you're not trusting. Listen to me. I go through so much on a daily basis. And 90% of it is not something that I'm dealing with. It's me carrying the load of the congregation that God has given me. But with it all being on my shoulders, he's given me the anointing to be able to trust him to work it out. Trust him to fix it. Trust him to make it right. And today, I come to the prayer call to tell you specifically, my brother, to tell you specifically, my sister, it's time to trust the Lord. You've been asking for meetings. You've been asking for counseling. You've been asking for medication. You've been asking for help. You just got your answer. Trust the Lord. Watch him work it out. Do your due diligence. Do what you're supposed to do. Let him work it out. Let him work it out while you are doing what he has called you to do. Don't fold in the towel. Don't wave the flag of surrender. But you let God arise and his enemies be scattered. The enemy of sickness, the enemy of hurt, the enemy of disappointment, the enemy of ridicule. Let it go and let God. He'll fix it. I'm a witness. There are people on this call who can testify. When I turned it over to Jesus, he did work it out. He did fix it. He did turn it. He did make it right. Today's text is found in the book of John. It's a familiar text that we've read. And if you go into any funerals, 90% of them always read the whole totality of this text. But I just want to read one line out of the text. Is John chapter 14 and verse 6. John chapter 14 and verse 6. I just want to read this. Put it in your spirit so you'll understand he can fix it. Listen to what John chapter 14 verse 6 says. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. Can I read it to you again? I am the way, I am the way, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Here's your word for the second part of this morning. Jesus is your answer. You wanted something big, you wanted something great, and you wanted something grand. All I have to offer you is this. Jesus is your answer. We seek so many different resources for our answers to life's issues and concerns. But all of life's resources contain an emptiness for more. We always need more. We need more love. We need more peace. We need more happiness. We need more joy. We need more, 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 more. Whatever resource you find yourself compelled to, it's going to leave you needing more. But Jesus says in the words of our text, I am the way, the truth, and the life, which means the totality of solving your issue is found in Jesus. This is why this morning I said you got to put your trust in the right resource. Because if you keep trusting things that have failed you, you're going to keep getting the same results. It was Mom Mabley who said, if we continue to do what we've always done, we're going to continue to get what we've always got. At some point in your life, you have to take a shift. And you have to shift from your way to His way. This is the moment of decision. This is the moment of strength. This is the moment of getting up and saying to God, I really trust you. My back is against the wall. I don't know how it's going to turn out. But what I do know is that you're able. What I do know, you can do anything but fail. What I do know, you'll never leave me nor forsake me. There is no resource that is complete outside of Jesus. You can go to the doctor. You can go to the pastor. You can go to the counselor. You can go to whoever you want to, your friends, your family. There is no resource that is complete outside of Jesus. Going back to my first statement, it's just going to leave you desiring more. You get a temporary fix to a permanent issue that's going to keep coming back until you go to the one who's at the heel where your strength comes from. This morning, I admonish you. I beg you. I ask you. I compel upon you. I want you to let Jesus be your answer. Let your trust and reliance be in Jesus. He's the strength. He's your peace. He's your understanding. He's the one who will get you from where you are to where you need to be. Because the word is very clear. He is the way. He is the truth. And He is the life. As creator and sustainer of life, He possesses the ability to fix, correct, maintain, and make right whatever voids we have in life. If you are sick, He is a doctor. If you're in trouble, He is a lawyer. If you're hurting, He is a healer. If you're confused, He is a mind regulator. What are you saying, Pastor? Your answer is in Jesus. Turn your affections towards Jesus. Turn them from people. That's what's got you messed up. Turn it from things and proclivity. Turn from those things and turn to Jesus. You don't have to fake it, and you don't have to be a phony. It's never about how much you speak in tongues. It's never about how much you shout. It's never about how much you think you know of Scripture. It's really about how deeply rooted you're in Jesus. Because the deeper you are rooted in Jesus, the more He leads and guides you into all truth. This morning, I come to you excited. I come to you recognizing that God wants to give you the answer. He understands you're tired. He understands things in life have dealt you some harsh blows. But He also wants you to know it can be resolved within seconds if you release the cares of the world and turn to Jesus. Let Jesus, Pastor, you're talking as if I don't know Jesus. Well, if you really knew Him, you wouldn't be worried about it. Pastor, you're talking to me like I didn't give my life to Jesus. If you had maintained your life in Jesus, you wouldn't be so stressed out about what you're stressed out about. Life has a way of turning us from our Creator, turning us from our Redeemer. And if you're not careful, even the elite of us will begin to turn from Jesus because of hurt, pain, and misery, and suffering. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life. So I need you to turn your affections back to Jesus. He is your answer. Stop trying to figure out the complexities of life. Jesus is your answer. Stop trying to resolve the hurts of yesterday, today, or tomorrow. Whatever happened will continue to happen. until you submit to Jesus as your answer to all of life's issues, problems, concerns, and proclivities. My brother, my sister, this is your word today. You don't have to call anybody. This is your word today. God wants you to know, I am here. I'm here to heal you. I'm here to make you whole. But you're going to have to turn it to me. And you're going to have to trust me. You're going to have to trust me with this one. I know you want to maintain control. I know you want to maintain the ability to pick and choose. But you're going to have to choose this day whom you're going to serve. Are you going to serve your problems? Or are you going to serve you the Savior of your soul? Today is a good day for you to make a real decision. Today is a good day for you to wipe your eyes and say, I'm getting up from here and I'm moving on to see what God would have for my life. The question this morning is why? Why is Jesus our answer? Why couldn't it be my mother? Why couldn't it be my father? Why couldn't it be my friends? Why is Jesus our answer? Here's number one, because he's omnipotent. Listen to me. He's almighty. He's most powerful. There is nothing too hard for him. Let's go through our list again. Mama, power is limited. Daddy's power is limited. It's interesting, yesterday when I was talking with my daughter, and she asked me to do something, and she said, Daddy, I know you can do it, because you all can do so much. And I said to her, no, I can't do this one, because this one we have to turn over to the Lord. See, she's built up in her head that her father can do so much. But the truth of the matter is, her father's been going to God all the time. We think our people can do so much. No. God is almighty. Only God can do certain things in our lives. So today, I want you to understand your answer. Your answer is Jesus. Why? Because he's omnipotent. He's the most powerful. He's the one who can do anything but fail. But there's another reason why. Because he's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's at your job while they're plotting. He's at your doctor's office while he's trying to do the diagnosis. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere all at the same time. Where he left, he still is, and where he's on his way to, he's already arrived. Yes, he's omnipresent. That's why he is your answer. Stop believing you can be all things in all places. No, you cannot. Only Jesus. So here's your word. Let him be your answer. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. But he's one more thing. He's omniscient. Listen, he knows everything. He's already got the answer. He's already had the resolution. It's already fixed. It's already resolved. You're walking through the valley and the shadow of death. You're walking through it. But listen, at the end of the valley, there is joy. At the end of the valley, there is peace. At the end of the valley, there is resolution. And the Lord is saying, if you can only trust me, let me be your answer. Let me be the one who worked this out. You won't have to face it again. You keep facing it because you have never turned it over to the Lord. Turn it over to the Lord. You better get that spirit. Your pastor got that spirit. Let people be people and let them let things be things. When I turn, I turn. Because I learned something. God is bigger than our proclivities. God is bigger than our hurts. God is bigger than our chains. God is bigger than the people that we are around. God is bigger than our family. God is bigger. So on this day, I beg you to lift your head, be lifted up, and let Jesus be your answer. Let him be your answer. In the words of our text, Jesus makes it very clear, I am the way. He makes it clear, I am the truth. He makes it clear, I am the life. There's your 3 points right there. Way, truth, life. Omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. That's why he's your answer. This morning, rise and be blessed. This morning, rise and be strengthened. This morning, rise and know that He is God. That's your word today. Let's pray. Oh God, our Father, we thank you for your goodness, your kindness, and your tender mercies. We thank you, God, for grace and for peace. We thank you, God, for every person who faithfully calls into this time of prayer and meditation. Father, thank you for giving me a word to give to your people that will help us in times like this. So much is happening around us. So much is happening to us. We're up, we're down. Sometimes we're even leveled to the ground. But through it all, God, we've learned to trust you. Through it all, God, we've learned to depend upon your word. So, Father, today I pray for my sister. I pray for my brother who's struggling to let go of the things that they cannot control. Father, in the name of Jesus, let this word penetrate in their spirit. Let this word give them new thoughts, new life, new perspective, that they may run on and see what the end will be. Father, time is in front of them. The time that's behind them is gone. That time which is in front of them, give them strength to bear the burdens of the night, so they may enjoy the breeze of the day. You are a gracious God. You are a kind God. You are a merciful God. You are an everlasting God. And we give you glory. And we give you honor. And we give you praise. Move in a mighty way, God. For every person that's listening to me, let my voice become your voice. And Father, have your way in their lives. Strengthen them, God. Lift them up, God. Protect them, God. And keep them. Give them a good day today. Today is the day we're going to worship you at some church across this country. But God, when we enter into your sanctuary, let praise be on our lips. We will give the devil no credit today. We won't complain. We'll stand fast knowing that you are God and that you are handling it and that you are fixing it and that you are turning it. We will serve you for the rest of our lives. We'll give you glory and honor. This morning we lift up Deaconess Claudia Jones. Continue to strengthen her, God. Continue to hold her close to you. We lift today Missionary Karen Tolson and her family. Continue, God, to be her God. And we thank you. And God, we praise you. We ask that you would bless Brother Keenan Hunt. God, continue to strengthen him and continue to protect him. Protect his body, protect his mind. We pray for Sister Wanda Jones. God, continue to hold her close to you. And we thank you. We thank you for all you have done. And we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for Sister Ashley and Sister Michelle. Lord, have your way in their lives and continue to make them the miracles that you've made them to be. We thank you for Brother Ben Mobley. God, continue to hold him and those who care for him. Yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. And now, God, we pray for those who have brought prayer lists to this call. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would strengthen, that you would heal, that you would deliver, and that you would set free. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Strengthen, God, in the name of Jesus. And now, God, we pray for pastors, those who are on the call, those who will mount the pulpit this morning and declare the word of God to the people of God. Strengthen us, God. Strengthen the word of God, that the people of God will cry, what must I do to be strengthened? The people who are sinners will cry out, what must I do to be saved? Save God, deliver God, and set free. Thank you for each pastor and for those who pastors represent today. We thank you, God, and we praise you. And now, God, we put your people in your hand. Have your way in their lives. Strengthen them, God. Protect them and keep them. This is our prayer today. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
This will be my birthday week, Tuesday, June the 9th. Thank God to still be here. Praise the Lord.
Amen, Pastor.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen.
God is always by our side. Never forget that.
Yes, thank you, God.
Yes, he is. Each and every day.
Thank the Lord.
Praise his name.
Just want to thank the Lord for just giving my pastor.
Have mercy on all of us, Jesus.
Praise God. Every Wednesday.